The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Tina Nina New, without a doubt, opening up the Raven and the Blues this week, a track from her new album, Boogie and the Devil, Summer and the Sinners, and that is the great Tina Nina New. The sax on that sounds so much like Autry DeWalt. Yes, Autry DeWalt. Junior Walker, effectively, of Junior Walker and the All Stars on Motown Records. Just that great sax line all the way through that. Very fine record, and a good way to start the programme. What we got? An hour of music, both new and old. Quite a bit new. We also go back to the blues roots too. We had, because this week is the spring equinox, where for a brief moment in time, last week we all shared the same length of day, 12 hours, roughly, give or take a second. I don't want any pedants writing in saying, well, of course it depends on the dusk and dawn part of it. But briefly, between sunrise and sunset, we all had the same length day anyway. And that means summer is on its way, apart from those in the South Atlantic, which is the Falkland Islands, and also the people listening on board HMS Endurance, which has spent the summer, lower summer, if you know what I mean, the Southern Hemisphere summer, our winter, down in Antarctica, and they'll be on their way home soon. Haven't heard from you guys, actually, recently. Stan is one of the listeners on board. Hope your gyroscopic satellite's still working. If it is, we'll play this one for you. We go right back to 1947 and the great T-Bone Walker.
You go into a drugstore, you say you won't be long. You come back 30 minutes later, and you want to know what's wrong. I take you out to dinner, Everything you do is wrong. This is strictly confidentially, baby. I think your wig is gone. I don't want to be too hasty and things I say and do. But if it's not asking too much, baby, please tell me what's wrong with you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. Cause when you start to sound at me from my gold mama, I know your wig is gone. I say and do, but if not asking too much, baby, please tell me who's schooling you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. Cause when you start to sound at me for my money, baby, I know your wig is gone.
...1947 was the year Hollywood was the location, and T-Bone Walker, and a rather fine album which came out on ABM Records, which I think you'll have difficulty finding now, because sadly that record label went to the wall about 5 years ago, I suppose, but the album is called On Your Way. It's the Raven and the Blues, coming to you from a houseboat on the River Thames and broadcast on BFBS Radio around the world, and also as a listen again and as a podcast. And I mention the houseboat simply because the Top Deck studio is designed as a studio, but it's not 100% soundproof, so therefore the occasional plane from Heathrow going overhead gets through. But we're in the middle of the mating season now, not humans, but ducks. And therefore they keep landing on the roof and chasing each other. And that's one of the reasons why I sounded a bit distracted when I opened the programme, because there was three ducks having a battle just above my head. Just bear with it. The joys of living on the river. Let's go back now to Piedmont Blues, East Coast Blues. This is Cephas and Wiggins. We haven't featured them for a long time. Here's an album they brought out on Alligator Records. And strangely, though, I got this from Django's Records in the USA, where they sell not only new but also second-hand records too. And this is Alligator Records Australia, which is kind of odd in a way, but it goes back 10 years. The album Cool Down, this one is called Action Man.
I woke up the other morning, thought I had a world and golden string. Good girl drove and left me and took nearly everything. I'm a man without a future. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. She left me a broken watch and a radio that won't play. She left me a broken heart that don't seem to go away. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. I called a psychic hotline to help me through the day. I remember I spent my paycheck and I throw the stuff away. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a peg. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. camp out in the country, build a shack without walls. Put my radio on the table and I hang my watch upon a wall. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a pal. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. I'm gonna move way out on the country, get out on my bended knees. I'm gonna plead and cry and beg, oh Lordy, Lordy, please. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast.
Came out on an Alligator 25th anniversary record from whence we played it before a couple of years ago, but that's the CD I just got hold of, which came out back in 1995. Cephas and Wiggins, Piedmont Blues, Cool Down is the name of the CD. I reckon it must be still available too, and that is a track called Action Man. Here's a number originally by Little Walter. We've featured it on the show before over the years, not only by Little Walter, but people like Lightning Hopkins, who's coming up in their program a bit, little bit later on as well, and Big Jack Johnson off his Barbecue Sessions album. But here's a very different take, and I hope one I think you'll enjoy. Comes from the great CD, Songs from the Silver Band Room, which is Emily Drews and Steve Jones together, and this is their version of My Babe.
Don't stand no cheating, my babe. My baby, don't stand no cheating, my babe. My baby, don't stand no cheating. Don't stand none of that midnight creeping.
My baby's a true little baby. My baby's a true little baby. My baby.
Babe is a True Little Baby, My Babe. Emily Druce, out of Yorkshire, and Steve Jones. The CD came out last year. Songs from the Silver Band Room. And that's Little Walter's My Babe. I'm pretty safe ground there, because they're all British. It seems to be that it's take up Raven on his pronunciation. Every week I get another letter. Thanks to Hal DeVore, who emailed this week and said, either you or Paul Simon can't pronounce Clifton Chenier's name. And I'm betting that Paul Simon got it right, because in his song That Was Your Mother, he pronounced Clifton Chenier as Clifton Chenier. You do actually then tell me that because I pronounce it in the French way, which is a rough attempt, a Geordie attempt at speaking French. In fact, because Clifton Chenier comes from Louisiana and Cajun country, they have their own way of pronouncing it, basically. It's French, but not French as we would know it here in Europe, basically. And so it's Clifton Chenier. I will endeavour to remember that. But to me, it's we had a big discussion. I say we. Here in the UK, the Radio 4 programme is followed by Melvin Bragg on a Thursday. And last week, Melvin Bragg was talking about Don Quixote, except he pronounced it Don Quixot. And James Nocte on the Today programme said, no, isn't it Quixote? And a discussion followed. And basically, it worked out. I mean, we don't say Paris, we say Paris. We don't say Cologne. Yeah, we say Cologne and not Köln. And the same principle, if you pronounce Don Quixote as Quixote, you should call Mexico Mexico. So it's probably the same. As far as I'm concerned, it's always going to have to be Clifton Chenier, because I'll never remember. Let's go to Spain now, though. Let's head to Spain and the band called Down Home. Very sensible having an English pronunciation name. Their album is also called Running Out of Time. Nothing Spanish there. And this track, no Spanish at all in it. I'm on safe ground, driving my blues away. Great album. It's called Running Out of Time. The band are Down Home, and they're from just north of Barcelona on El Toro Records. And if you listen to this programme on the Thursday edition of The Raven and the Blues, that's where I'm going to be. Not with the band, because they're north of Barcelona. I'm going to be south of the band, near Tarragona, on the Ebro River. But it's a really good record label as well. They've played a couple of tracks from the various artists on that label. And there's obviously some great blues around Barcelona. I wish I was going to be there longer and be able to get into the town centre itself to actually hear them. Here's Etta James now with her album, which was nominated, and I think it actually won a WC Handy Award a couple of years ago when it came out. It's acoustic album, it's called Back to the Blue, or Blues to the Bone, and here is You Shook Me.
You know you shook me, baby. Shook me all night long. I said, you know you shook me, babe. Oh, you shook me all night long. Oh, you know you kept on shaking me, darling. Yeah, you done messed up my happy home. You know you moved me, baby, just like a hurricane. You know you move me, baby. You move me just like a hurricane. You know you move me, sweetheart, just like the earthquake through the land. What my poor family is gonna do. Oh, sometimes I wonder what my poor family's gonna do. You know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I said you shook me, baby.
You Shook Me, Etta James, and that's the CD Blues to the Bone. If you'd like to drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. It doesn't have to be about my pronunciation. Any requests you might have. Had a couple of emails this last week from people saying nice things, A, about the Blues Caravan that was here last week, which is very kind. It's they who should get all the praise, really. I just twiddled some knobs. And also a couple of other people had emailed saying you've bought albums on the strength of listening to them on the programme. It would be nice, actually, just don't know whether you do it or not, but if you are buying the albums directly from the band or from the band's record label, if you could mention, you know, I heard them on The Raven and the Blues, it's all rather good for, you know, just gradually spreading the word, because otherwise the record label or the band themselves have no indication of which direction you came from and which, you know, whoever influenced them in whichever way. So if you are buying online, please mention you heard it on The Raven and the Blues. Here's something you're going to hear on The Raven and the Blues, brand spanky new, just being sent to me out of Canada. It's the Blue Voodoo.
Thank you.
Out of Canada, they're called the Blue Voodoo. That's their debut on the Raven and the Blues. It's their new album called Ride, and it's rather fine. Not all as bluesy as that, but it's a good album, and that is Robert's Blues. And I think they're out of Vancouver, but they work extensively through Canada, and they've just finished, I say just finished, they've just had a tour of Europe as well, which I wish I'd known about earlier. But nevertheless, thanks to Brian for sending the information about them. They're off the same publicity company, if you like, of Summer and the Sinners, who we opened the programme with. And that's Robert's Blues, tribute to Robert Johnson. We stay with Robert Johnson with this one. Here's somebody, when I heard he was coming to play at Hampton Court Palace, which is as the Raven flies, let's have a look, about, I would think, half a mile from the studios here, down to the wonderful Hampton Court Palace, which in the summer has a music festival. And a couple of years ago, 5-6 years ago, it was nearly all classical music and light pops and things. But then they started bringing in other acts, and they had Spanish flamenco dancers and various sort of, if you like, rock acts or music acts. I've had Van Morrison there. He's fairly regular, and it always sells well. Jules Holland always does well. This year, they've got Eric Clapton for 2 nights. I thought, great, on my doorstep. Perhaps even get him on the programme. I'll book a ticket or two. £150. That's, if you're listening in America, $250 to see Eric Clapton in the open air. So if it rains, and there's a good chance of it raining in July, you get piddled on as well. So I thought, no. I mean, I like the blues, and I think Clapton's good, but that's really far too much. £150 a ticket. So anyway, I'm not going. What I might do is go down, because you can hear the music coming out, because it's an open-air venue. And so I won't be able to see him, but I might be able to hear him. And he might do stuff like he did on this one. Me and Mr. Johnson, and Come On Into My Chicken. That's for you, Mark and Miss V. You'll know what I mean.
When you got a good friend that will stay right by your side, give all your spare time, love.
I drop him an email saying, "Dear Eric, can't afford a ticket, but if you could spare perhaps half an hour, a few miles away, well, half a mile away from Hampton Court, come and do a live session on The Raven and the Blues. I hear me doots somehow. Eric Clapton, me and Mr. Johnson, the album from a couple of years ago, and he's going to be doing a massive tour, the whole of Europe, and a staggering band as well. He hasn't just grabbed some musicians and setting off. He's really pulled in some, especially out of America, Doyle Bramall too, the son of Doyle Bramall. He's there. There's going to be some great musicians. He is cheaper in other places, just Hampton Court. It's all corporate stuff, you see. Companies can write it off to tax. It's The Raven and the Blues on VFBS Radio 2. I'm getting twitchy now. And here is an album out on Northern Blues a couple of years ago, which is really fine. Dan Trina and Frankie Lee. Dan not only is a blues man, but also likes making the instruments of the original instruments of the blues. I've told you this before. And so consequently, it has an original African Malian feel to it. This is a track taken from this great album. It's called Love, A Woman's Soul.
Can't escape it.
have a woman's soul. The album is African Wind. Dan Traynor and Frankie Lee out on Northern Blues. Came out a couple of years ago. We played many tracks from it. It really is a fine album indeed. I mentioned last week on the Raven of the Blues how much I just heard that I was looking forward to meeting fine Louisiana blues man out of New Orleans, Mem Shannon, who was undertaking a UK tour, and we'd had word from the record company saying that it was a good chance he'd be coming to the studio. We were setting it up, getting dates and times sorted, and then just the beginning of this week I got an email saying, sadly, it's not to be. So Mem Shannon won't be coming to the studio in about 4 weeks' time. Not quite sure whether the UK part of it's been cancelled or what's going on, but nevertheless, sad news. We do have Steve and Dale Pettit, though, in about 2 weeks' time when I get back from Spain. So we've still got some live acts to come. And Thomas Roof from Roof Records was saying he's probably going to send some more people my way, including, possibly, Walter Trout. That'll be fine. I'm not quite sure when that's going to be. It's probably around about the summertime, too. Let's go back in time now to the 1950s. This is a compilation CD from tracks he cut, really, between the late 50s and early 1960s. His name is Lightnin' Hopkins, Sam Lightnin' Hopkins. And this is, it's a great album to start with, 16 tracks altogether, including some of his greatest records. And here he is with Mojo Hand.
I'm gonna loot out, get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna loot out, I'm gonna get me a mojo hand. I wanna fix my woman so she have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. The rocks was my pillow too. You know I woke this morning wondering what in the world am I gonna do. Fix me. You know she'll make you a fool about her as a fool can be. Another man. Can't your woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you, then she is always raising sin.
I've got many blues heroes, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, It's a long list, but I think, especially on in the way that he was able to be recorded, that's going 44 years ago, in February of 1962 that was recorded. He wasn't a young guy then. He was 50, I suppose he would be, thereabouts, and had lived a hard life. He disappeared for a while. He was he sort of had a blues career and then disappeared and then was rediscovered again in the 1960s. But just the amount of depth and emotion which comes through there on that particular track. In fact, just generally speaking, Lightnin' Hopkins, that's the very best of, out on Ace Records, and it really is 16 superb tracks, including that one called Mojo Hand. Bit of housekeeping now, The Raven and the Blues, into the final 15 minutes or thereabouts. If you'd like to drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. And bfbs.com/R&B, three letters of the alphabet, R-N-B, Romeo, Bravo, what's N? Niagara, is it? No, it's wrong. Sounds wrong. Anyway, you know what I mean. Romeo, Niagara, Bravo. We'll give you the website where you can click on the program, or click on links to hear the program all over again, subscribe to the podcast, follow links to all the record labels and everything else. I'm going to play a track now and work out what the N is. Charlie Musselwhite, The Best of the Vanguard Years, and Help Me. People were shouting at the radio, November, you fool! Yes. R&B, Romeo November Bravo. And that's Charlie Musselwhite off the album The Best of the Vanguard Years, taken from his recordings with Vanguard back in the 60s and 70s. And that is Help Me. Buddy Guy had an album out about 2 years ago. Again, it was up for W.C. Handy Awards, which was an acoustic album called Blues, I think. And I remarked at the time when it first came out that it was the first time I'd really heard Buddy Guy acoustically. And a couple of people then wrote in and sort of said, I know you would imagine him. He's mostly electric. He did do an acoustic album many years ago. I last found it. It's out on Alligator Records. Came out back in the early 90s, and I found it on Django's Records, so I was able to get hold of it. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells together. The CD is Alone and Acoustic. Whether it's still available, I don't know. I guess I got mine secondhand, but it's absolutely wonderful. Listen to this. It's a medley. It's quite long. We got time for it, though. It's called It's a Memory of That's All Right and Baby What You Want Me to Do. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells together, Unplugged.
Going up, I'm going down, I'm going up, down, round, down, anywhere you want me, let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want,
baby, what you want.
Backed up to the window, looked out on the ground. If you act like you wanna leave me, honey, do believe I'll jump down. 'Cause you got me worried. Oh, baby, it's hard to tell. Tell me, baby, what's getting wrong with you? You don't treat me halfway right, woman, nothing like you used to do. That's all right. I know you're in love with some other man, baby, but that's all right. 'Cause every now and then I wonder who'll be loving you tonight.
When I was loving you, little girl, you know you just wouldn't treat me right. Now I got myself another woman and you just wanna fuss and fight. But that's alright. That's alright. Every night and then I wanna know who's loving.
Come on now.
Once upon a time, you said if I'd be yours, honey, you sure would be mine. That's all right. I know you're in love with another man, baby, but that's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every now and then I wonder.
Tell me, baby, what's getting wrong with you? You don't treat me nothing right, nothing like you used to do. But that's all right. I know you got another man, but that's all right. Every night and then I wonder who's loving.
That car you're driving, it used to be mine.
Yeah.
I see you looking good, baby, and you know you're looking good and fine, but that's all right.
It's all right, baby, it's all right.
I know you're in love with another man, baby, but that's all right.
And it can't be me. It just can't be me.
All right, now, then I wonder, loving you tonight. You tell me, woman.
You talk to me.
What's getting wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
You don't treat me halfway right, woman. Nothing just
nothing,
like you.
Baby,
you used to do.
Like
ooh, it's
to
all
do.
Right.
Ooh.
I know you're in love with another man, baby, but that's all right.
It's all right. It's alright.
Cause every now and then I wonder
who's loving you tonight.
So wonderful. Baby, What You Want Me To Do, and That's All Right, a medley, Buddy Guy and Junior Wells together off the album from 16 years ago, Alone and Acoustic. Wasn't that wonderful? That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the tracks on the programme. If you'd like to, drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Let's close with Roscoe Gordon and Going Home.
Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil ways.